This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Peter Zane from Real Clear Investigations coming up in the next hour. We'll also visit with Tom Ackerman, who is over on the Cardinals Radio Network in KMOX. We'll talk some Cardinals baseball with him. But right now, Frank Cusimano from KSDK, who was at the Kill Meet event on Saturday night. Hope you had a good time. How are you this afternoon, Frank?
Mark, it was great. I think you have a second career in the world of acting. You were unbelievable on stage. What a command you had, presence, you had it all.
Right, yeah, for the 45 seconds in my parts, it was quite something. I'm surprised I haven't been, you know, awarded with an Oscar. But no, it was a fun show. And Brian, that guy, he works so damn hard. Frank, he's really, really impressive, and I loved what he was able to do. But let's talk about the Blues, because holy moly, it wasn't too long ago we were talking about the Blues losing and injuries, and boy, this season has sucked ever since this Four Nations. You talked about it on Friday, but it's only gotten better since Friday, hasn't it?
It has. The win streak is up to 6 in a row. They play Montreal tomorrow night. I think it's going to be 7. Then Nashville on Thursday, I think it's going to be 8. I've never felt this confident about the Blues, or the last time I felt this confident about the Blues was in 2019. It just seems like they can't lose. And the third period has really been a great stat for them. The Blues have outscored the opposition 8-3 if you count overtimes in the last four games. So if you are owning the third period, you're going to win a lot of games. And here's the best stat. It's about a month ago, they had about a 2% chance of making the postseason. And I just looked it up. It's now up to 52% chance. They are up 4 points, although they have played 3 more games than the Flames.
So not out of the woods yet, but trending exceptionally well.
Yep, that's a good way to put it.
All right, well, that's good. That's encouraging. It's a lot of fun. It's exciting. We'll talk a little bit with that with Tom Ackerman in the next hour as well. But here we are. Well, let me touch on college basketball. It's pretty much over for everyone around here. Illinois couldn't beat Kentucky. We know Mizzou took a crap. You know, you have, by the way, the coach from Drake just took the gig at Iowa, didn't he, Frank?
Yeah, Ben McCollum took the job at Iowa, no surprise at all. There's only so much you can do at Drake, and then if he goes to Iowa, he'll have that Big Ten conference, he'll have tremendous name, image, and likeness money, and he probably went from maybe making $600,000-$700,000 a year to maybe $4 or $5 million a year,
wow.
And he deserves every penny of it. I don't know if there's a better head coach in America.
And he didn't even have to really move. I mean, Drake's in Des Moines, right? He's just going down the road, not too far.
Yeah, and he's from... Yep, and he's going home. He's from the state of Iowa.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, let's talk baseball here, Frank, because obviously we had some roster decisions that were made. We were hoping, and you said, look, Victor Scott's going to be the starting center fielder. He is. Any thoughts about the final roster? And as we're about to begin this campaign, and with our fingers crossed, I would say, here in St. Louis.
Well, I like the fact that Matthew Liberatore is in the starting rotation and Steven Matz is out of the bullpen. Liberatore's velocity went up even higher in spring. He was being clocked at 98. But I'll say this, if you are going to say it's a reset season and you're going to go with the youth, and the best pitcher in the spring, without a doubt, is Michael McGreevy with an ERA of about 1, and he was really good in his starts last year. I don't know how he's starting the season in Memphis and not in St. Louis. So we'll see him before long, but I'd like to see him right now.
Hey, Frank, Ethan here. One of the announcements that they made yesterday also is that beginning on April 16th, after the first couple of weeks of the season, they're going to be using a six-man starting rotation. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, they certainly don't need it now with all the days off early in the season. I guess it's a way of keeping Steven Matz, stretched out. I don't know if you need it. Or you could look at it this way. The guy at the top has worried everybody, and that's Sonny Gray. He's been terrible in the spring. He's not exactly an innings eater to begin with. So maybe if you keep him on five innings, that six-man rotation is more doable.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're all just kind of hoping for hope at this point, aren't we?
I think they had a press conference but Mo met with the media, and they mentioned that Sonny's been having some flu-like illness, and he's been really weak as a result. So he said he's feeling better. So I don't know if maybe that's why they're saying that the velo has been down, but I don't know, maybe something to keep an eye on heading into the opening day start.
Yeah, most people don't think there's a big difference when you're driving a car. You shouldn't be driving a car 91 to 93. But there is a big difference when you're throwing a baseball. And when he's like at 90 miles an hour and over the plate, that's batting practice. You know, last year he was 93, 94, 95. Yeah, it's frightening. It's scary to what we've seen out of him in spring training, particularly with his velocity.
Well, we got to play the games, and opening day is Thursday. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. I think the weather forecast is pretty good right now, and Frank will talk on Friday. Appreciate it. Have a great night.
Thank you, sir.
A lot of concern, Ethan. A lot of concern. But it's going to be good to have baseball back, right?
At least for that one day. You have the Clydesdales.
I think longer than that.
You have the Red Jackets. No, I'm saying you can almost regardless of how the baseball goes on opening day,
yeah,
you can enjoy just the tradition of what St. Louis Cardinals baseball is, and that's always fun.
I know, but we're going to think things are going to get real rough if this first couple of weeks results in, a lopsided record where we can't win any games. I think things will tailspin very quickly when it comes to the fans and lack of support.
Well, let's hope that doesn't happen.
We'll take a break here at the top of the hour. We'll talk a little bit more about the Cardinals. He was down in Jupiter at spring training for several weeks. Tommy Ackerman over on the KMOX side. We'll touch on some hoops and some Blues as well. Peter Zane, who is an editor at Real Clear Investigations. He writes for Real Clear Politics. He's one of my favorite, really thinking political types. We'll talk about how, and I have several really interesting pieces this afternoon about what path the Democrats might have out of the wilderness. Here's some good news, ladies and gentlemen. There's not a good one. And by the way, if there was a good one, they don't plan on taking it. But Peter will weigh in on that coming up after Fox News.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.